Are you tired of the typical libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh? Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.
Tremendously energetic, Rolling Stone. What a wonderful song by Show White, a wonderful musician, and we have him here today. Hey, Show White.
Hey, what's up, man?
How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Really glad to have you finally. This song sounds incredible. You know, the back vocals you have, it sounds really solid. A lot of blues, a lot of rock and roll. You know, tell us about your music. Introduce yourself.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that first and foremost, you know. I like rock and roll. I grew up playing punk rock. I studied classical voice at an opera house, you know, studied the fundamentals of the art of voice, and at a very young age, you know, I had a huge interest in when I was introduced into rock and roll. I got into punk rock, and I really, really liked what it's about, and it's a rebellious message, you know, and it really took from there. It took from there. It was at a very young age, and I really knew where I was going and what I wanted to do, and I think it's truly a blessing, you know, because a lot of people, you know, try to go and find, oh, what am I going to do later in life, you know. So I feel very lucky to know the direction that I wanted to go at a very young age, you know.
Wonderful. How you got started?
It started, I was 9 years old, and I joined the choir in elementary school. And I used to go there, and they used to take us away from curriculum classes, which I found very boring. So I really engaged into it. I was like, great, well, I can go sing and and hang out with all the senior girls, kinda, and which they were older than you and younger than you, and they needed a lot of voices. And I developed a huge interest when I went into all the musical rooms and saw all these instruments. And I was just so, so fascinated. And I was like, what is that and what it sounds like? And as I grew more into it, I decided that I wanted to learn the true art of voice. And the only way to do that, I believe truly, was to go study with the teacher. And in order for me was to find a teacher, was to go find the resource for me was a classical teacher. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do that. And what they did is they taught opera. And I just wanted to get the fundamentals. And I was really caught I was so lucky to be with the teacher, and she was an international opera singer. And what she taught me, oh my God, I mean, was amazing. And truly what I took from her was no matter what, you hit that note and you hit it. You hit it right there and then, you know what I mean? So again, that's where it started. And then I had to found a time where I really got into rock and roll, where I told you before, when I was introduced to punk rock and all the bands and the underground bands Let's Run Other, and then you had to break from classical into what you wanted to do then, using your voice as an instrument of an element of itself. Yeah. And that to me was the blues. That to me was when I went to study the blues, and it really, really taught me the fundamentals of truly what rock and roll is about, you know.
All right. You know, there's something interesting here. Since you started educating your voice so early, do you think that, you know, how was it when your voice started to mature? Did you have to do any special exercises, any different training? How was that? Did you notice anything particular regarding that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you studied the fundamentals of it, and I at that point it really took a huge interest. But I did not know whether I can sing or not. It was something that chose me. I did not really choose it. You know, it took over me, and when I got really into it, and I think it was about like 3 months in after when I started to start doing different notes with my voice that I didn't know how to do before, and that I remember was very very distinctive. I remember that really struck me. I remember it was very like, wow, this there's something different about that. I didn't know how to do that with my voice. This is there's something interesting about it that made me want to find out what I can do more with my voice, you know. And it became just a kid playing with the toy, you know.
Yeah. And I noticed your way you sing is a little different from the way you talk. How do you manage that? What's the exercise? What's the difference? If you could describe it for those that are not necessarily trained, you know, like, do you use your diaphragm differently? Tell us a little bit of the techniques.
Oh yeah, of course, it's technique. I mean, as you said, I think you already know. You know, you sing from your diaphragm, and it's a proper technique. And I think people a lot refer to an instrument very different than the voice. But I mean, to be honest with you, the voice is just like an instrument. It's a guitar, you know. If your guitar is not in tune, you know, it's gonna sound like shit, you know. And you know, sure, you gotta know how to use it properly. And if you know how to use it properly, you can go for. You will never hurt your voice, to be honest with you. I mean, I can't speak for others, but you can sing. And again, that brings me back to the opera days, which they would sing for hours and hours performing shows, and you meet them right after, and there's absolutely nothing, you know. It's fine. I mean, it can come to a stamina that you're tired, but your voice wise, if you use it properly, you can go for a very long time without hurting your voice, performing wise, and also protecting your voice for a lifetime.
That is absolutely critical. You know, we have so many artists, and it's very, very important, you know, to have the technique, because voice, even if you treat it perfectly correctly, it degrades over the years, would you say?
I I would say you're... not necessarily. I would really say your physique and how you are in shape. Degrades, you know, I'm not there yet, you know, I'm still young, and but I'm not there yet. I cannot say that, but I truly, what I foresee for me, the answer would be no. it just brings us back to you know, to the fundamentals of how you perfect your voice
right.
throughout the years, and you know how to sing in that way that you can continue to use again, you know,
for years and years to come, right? So it is it underlines the need to learn your instrument, to learn how to treat your voice. Okay,
correct,
and totally agree with you. And when you needed to form a band and play with others, how did you discover that? And let's say, you had an idea for a song. How is that collaboration with your musicians, for example?
Well, you know, like every young rock artist wanted to form a band, right? And they go and they seek friends that. That you know have the same interest and you know, and they end up being best friends for that time because they love the same things, and you start being playing together and really learning from each other and you know, and having the same influences and sharing the same influences and going to rehearsal studios, you know, you still don't know how to play, you know, and then or you meet in each other's homes and you sit down and know what it's truly about, and you know, covering other people's songs as being a young artist, and you know, started that way, and I really enjoyed it. Enjoyed meeting like-minded musicians that turned into best friends. That at some point you didn't know them anymore, you know, and you moved on, and. You know, I really had an interest in the sound of guitar, the core of rock and roll. You know what I mean? That was really what got me. And then at a certain point, played in bands and they broke up, and played in bands and they broke up, and it felt like I'm starting over and over and over again. And at one point, I was just like, What if I just become a solo artist? You know what I mean? And I know it will be all the pressure will be on me, and I would do things alone. You know, I would do it alone, and how to go about doing it alone itself. But that's when it started for me.
That's very interesting. You know, when was that? When was that? And what was going? What were you feeling at the time when you decided, you know, maybe I just gotta go on my own? And then, how did you put together your band? What was the process to that?
I think I was about 19 years old, and I played with this band, and again I was just going over and over, and I really wanted to get there. I was so passionate, knew what I wanted to do at a young age, and I came in this band, and they were a little bit older than me in age, and when we played, and it kind of came to that day, you know, when we kind of started to bump heads a little bit, and then they were like, oh, you're taking this too seriously. Do you think we want to be famous on that whole thing? And that's what it really, really, really hurt me. And I thought that's what it was all about. And that's where it ended and kind of show what started, you know?
Wow, that's, that is very shocking. Who exactly was telling you these things? These negative things?
I'd say it's the last band I actually played with as a band, you know.
So again, am I getting it right? Your bandmates were what? Like taking it as a hobby, and they were telling you, you know, you're taking this too seriously, or am I getting it right?
Exactly, you're getting it right.
Oh wow, that's shocking. That's wow. Then definitely you have to find other people to play with. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. And how about your friends, your family? What was the, like, you know, I imagine that was like, you know, like people I'm playing with don't really believe in this project. How about the other, you know, your other circle of people around you? Like, how were they taking it? They were helping you and supporting you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, like any mother in the whole world, you know, she wants her son to do what he loves. She will support him no matter what. And I had that support. I had, had friends also at a very young age that, you know, that said, you want to do that whole, like, you think you're going to be famous and that whole, like, big thing. And I was just, to me, it really spoke a different language. It wasn't what they thought about famous. It wasn't really that word to me didn't come like that. It really came about just doing what I love and having a voice to influence other to really. I mean, at that time, I don't want to say to influence other to do what they love, but it was just I just wanted to do what I love.
Correct. Follow your passion. Yeah. Yeah, follow your passion. Yeah, especially somebody with your talent. All right, let's ask you about later on, once you have your project, you know, tell us about your trajectory, releases, your songs, everything of that that matter.
So yeah, when I went on, I just about 3-4 years ago, I met up a mutual friend of mine introduced me to my producer and guitar player. His name's Ian Charlie, and I was like, okay, you can show me. And I didn't know through him that he really knew someone. And then I saw a video of him, and he was playing, not necessarily rock and roll, right? But I saw the way he played the guitar, and I was like, oh my God, what if this guy, what would he sound like if he played rock and roll, you know? And then I got to meet up with him. We set up a meeting, and I met in his studio, and I just saw this beautiful environment that was in. Something resonated with me, and the way he played, and the way there was just instant chemistry with Ian, and again the way he played the guitar was just, to me, was just like I've never seen an guitar player play like that in the world. And to me it truly is a new voice in the guitar world and what it's about again. And we just came in connection, and we really put business and friendship aside, and we basically got all the business side out of the way from day one. And we said, and you know, he told me that's how it is for us to continue and actually enjoy the process. And we did that from day one. And you know, I'm truly, truly blessed. I believe I'm very lucky and was destined to meet someone as amazing as him. And ever since, he produced all my music, and it was fun from here on. I mean, we only meet and laugh and play and create, and it's just it's effortless, you know.
That's fantastic. It's so lucky you found that synergy, you know, with your music colleagues, right? It is very important for. To have a flow, a creative flow, a positive creative flow. Incredible. All right, Joel White, and we're listening to Rolling Stone. How is that? What's your, your current activities? You're playing? Are you playing live? What's the current activities of your project?
We play live a lot in Los Angeles, and we played a lot of you know, good stages here, and it really brought about favorable stuff and different, you know. At the time, we're um, we're just completely releasing a lot of music at this exact time. But you know, the art of live shows and stuff. It comes and it's time, but again, it's very strategic in what we do and when we want to record and release, and when we want to play, or if we want to do both at the same time.
Beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, I would like to ask you, if you could design your perfect future for your music project, tell us how it would look like.
Again, it comes to just, you know, doing what I love, and that just really, really drives you to take it as a career, you know, and to me, again, it's just, it's not, you know, again, plan B distracts from plan A, and that's all I want to do, and I'm just gonna, persistence really is what makes you, what really takes you there. Just, you gotta keep going and going and trying and trying and really mastering your craft, you know, and why wouldn't you? I mean, you know, a person works for something to make it, or you go to school to become somebody, you know, and I don't see why not. And just maybe, I don't know if it's just me or not, but I truly believe there's a wrong perspective. And I truly believe if you work hard enough and believe hard enough, you will get to wherever you want to, whatever dream you have, it will come true.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So Shaw White just released this song, Rolling Stone, which is amazing, fantastic. Listen to it, just push play, listen to it. And they're playing constantly, right? Is that right? You're playing around LA currently?
Correct, yeah. Well, currently we're putting a lot of music out, so we're in the studio just focused on putting a lot of new songs out.
Okay, wonderful. All right, Shaw White, last question that I would like to ask you. If you could give an advice to your younger self, what do you think that'd be?
I would truly say, believe in what you are doing. Believe hard enough, because without you believing in yourself, it will not take you anywhere. Do not listen to others and what their idea of, and make sure really who you allow to give you an opinion and a voice, and really, really make sure who would give you criticizes your work, and make sure that person you open to is a person that truly cares about you, and the reason that you are asking them for their opinion or their advice is because they are more advanced than you are in what you do, and that would really, when their advice will come through, it will really, really change what you do. And instead of just going, oh, do you like that? Oh, do you like that? You know, different people like different things, and again, they don't do what you do, man. So you know, how are they going to know? And I truly would say as well, just believe in a different world out there that can truly take you from just being a musician to someone who would really put a print on this world and really influence and change a generation with a positive voice and a positive sound and again, that brings me back to me. If we're talking about me, it's rock and roll to me was a voice it's a rebellious voice of standing up for what you believe in and truly saying, you know, and just saying, fuck it, you know what I mean? This is what I believe in. This is what I'm going to do. And yeah, man, just do it. Just get into it. Get into what you love. If it's music, just get into it and you know, fall as hard as you can and get back up and fall again and get back up and just, just there's a different world out there, and truly that's what's going to take you, man. You know.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic advice. And one very good point that, you know, pay attention to who you're listening to, for advice, right? So somebody who's probably not more advanced than you or not in your same frequency, maybe it's not the right person to take advice from, right?
I think it's very good. I would truly say just find someone that's doing something you would like to do or be like them, and truly take them as a mentor. And I would say that, and to answer your question, definitely I'm saying that musically, and just in general in life, you know, find someone who's doing something that you really want to do, that they're really good at.
Yeah.
And just ask them to mentor you, whether it's taking classes with them, whether it's hiring you, whether it's just being a friend and asking them just for their time, you know, even if it's once a week, until you just become like them. And musically, I think it's very important, just hand on hand, you know, find someone that's just playing better than you, or that you just want to play just like them, and just go to them and just ask them to, you know, to mentor you, to become like them, you know?
Yes, totally agree. Fantastic. It's crucial. Like, this that you said is very crucial. Find a mentor, you know, and try to learn in any way or regard possible. Absolutely. Okay, this was amazing. Show White, and we're listening to Rolling Stone. That was fantastic. Thank you so much for your time and, you know, for your words. Very, very appreciated.
Thank you, Antoine. It was a pleasure talking to you. And I really appreciate your time for doing this, you know, and really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, believe me. All right. So we're going to enjoy a little bit more of Rolling Stone. Till the next one.
Typical libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh. Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.